Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You know I like my observational comedy, yeah?
Oh, you were well into that, aren't we?
And the hotel room. So I've been writing observational comedy. So do you want to hear a little bit of it?
I've got some, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll do the observational voice. I say, ah, have you ever noticed, like, in the hotel, that the lead on the kettle is so short, you have to put the kettle on the floor next to the socket, which is really difficult with my brass hand. That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good one. 7 out of 10.
Okay. Ah, have you noticed, every time you go in the toilet, from the aircon, and then it goes off after about 20 minutes, then you go for a wee, and it goes back on again. Oh, God! Forgot about that, and your brass hand starts to vibrate. Do you like it?
7 out of 10.
Yeah, you turn on the shower, and someone set it at about 2,000 degrees, and it all gets in your brass hand mechanism. You can't work out how to use the stupid plug because all the plugs are stupid, so you have to unscrew your brass hand and use that. You know the plug in the sink?
Yeah.
How do you use that? What are you meant to press? So you have to put your brass hand in the hole. See, like, and the window's hardly open. Have you ever noticed? So how am I meant to get my hand through there, my brass hand? And shoo the pigeon. You know what I mean? Have you ever shooed a pigeon, Andy?
No, but I told a donkey to fuck off.
So, yeah, do you like observation comedy?
Can I have a go at that?
You do it, man.
Because I did one last week, didn't I, about putting some petrol in the car and landing on the £5 exactly. Yeah, you went, hey, kid, you've got a future in this. Yeah. So I've done some as well.
Nice one.
I'll tell you who you don't see much of these days. The IRA! I'll tell you don't see much of these days.
Yeah.
Tommy Cooper.
That's a good one, yeah, you don't.
The landline rang the other day. I didn't answer it. Could have been anyone. Could have been the IRA. The other day, I took a tub of ice cream out the freezer half an hour before I wanted to eat it so that it would be easy to scoop.
That's quite a good bit of advice as well, that
so,
one.
So, but you'd lose, of course, you don't want to refreeze it. You know, you've defrosted the whole...
Just enough, just so that it's soft enough.
Just so that it's soft enough to scoop. I'm not trying to defrost it, turn it into cream or milk.
It's got, you know, like, with all the troubles in the world and the terrible possibilities with Brexit and that, it's nice to have a bit of observational comedy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Oh, God.
So...
I wish I had a brass hand. Yeah, the actor would be a lot better with the brass hand.
The main thing is, Andy, is being on a train for so long, of course, gave me a marvellous opportunity to do some, think about some observational comedy, which I'm completely addicted to now.
Oh, lovely.
It's like pointing things out and that.
Yeah.
So can I run some past you? Like, they're best. I wrote them on the train, obviously.
Please do.
Don't you hate it, right, when, like, a mental bloke gets on the train and all the other seats are empty, but he sits next to you, so you have to put your brass hand case on your lap? What do you reckon?
I think that resonates with a lot of people, yeah. That's really good.
Have you ever noticed on the trains that the toilet lock never works, so you have to jam the mechanism with your brass hand? You notice that?
Again, yeah, people will be listening to this and going, oh, that's just my life, that. Yeah.
Doyet, have you ever noticed on the train, the conductor's hands, it's always like covered in fabric conditioner, or sulfuric or something, makes your brass hand all tacky when you get your ticket back. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. What, you're going to shake hands with them as part of the transaction?
No, yeah. It's terrible, isn't it?
No, yeah.
So, and here's a look. Right, you go to the station, says your train's cancelled. So you ask the fella, why is it cancelled? He says, I don't know. You say, when's the next train? He says, I don't know. You say, can I get a refund? And he says, I don't know. I say, can I buy brass hand oil in the concourse? He says, I don't know. You noticed that?
Yeah, happens to me all the time.
I'll better stop. I've got loads of them, but in the French things, they have quite a flashy buffet bar.
Yeah.
So you know what it's like with the Continentals. So I said, can I have a cup of coffee? He says, what do you want? Cappuccino, mocha, latte, American flat white. And I said, no, I just want some brass hand oil. Anyway, so that's a bit of train comedy.
You seem to be specialising in brass hand material.
Well, it's because it's personal to me. I've got a brass hand, so
you need to try and, you know, come up with stuff that everyone's going to identify with. That's the power of observation comedy. The audience can say, that's just exactly like my life. I've got some. Here we go. Let's have a listen.
A fat bloke sat next to me on the train. My brass hand went straight up his ass.
No.
Carry on. Let's hear yours. No. You've got some...
All right. Here we go. Wait till I tell you. Listen. I tell you what you don't see much of these days. Wayside Jack.
I don't know Wayside Jack. Sorry, I can't relate to that.
He was the Yorkshire Ripper hoaxer.
Oh, you don't hear much of him. Good one.
Yeah.
6 out of 10.
I tell you what you don't see much of these days. Lieutenant Pigeon.
I remember them up Mouldy Old Door.
See?
Yeah.
See, it's resonating with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were a kid, you had the measles and your mum would leave you home once you were in the bingo and you starved to death? Do you remember it? That were a laugh, wasn't it?
Like that?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. See, you're laughing because it happened to you.
God, it did happen to me. Of course it did. It happened to everyone.
Wait till I tell you this one. Wait till I tell you.
Go on then.
You know all that recycling they're going about?
Yeah.
On the news? Well, I never know what to put in the recycling bin, so I just put anything in that I think deserves a second chance.
See?
It's great observation. Why did we do a football podcast when we could have called it Observation Mints or something?
We could be doing 35 minutes of this shit.
Yeah.
Perhaps I have just illustrated why the best comedy is the observation comedy.
I think that's what we've discussed.
I know it's last week. I should be doing remembering things as well. That's so much part of it.
Nostalgia is massive.
Yeah, do you remember what's it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That sort of thing. So I've tried that line. See, you know, not all making it all about brass hands and that. So, hey, Andy, do you remember when all the kids had to play with was a plastic football and it would get punctured with the brass hands? Do you remember that?
That's good.
Yeah.
I can identify with that.
And the laugh is because you remembered previously something you forgot.
It triggered the memory.
Yeah. Here's another one. Hey, do you remember the 1980s when the only brass hand oil you could get was Tapster's Original and it would stain your shirt cuff?
Oh, yeah.
Good, isn't it?
Funny, but true.
Do you remember the Sinclair C5? And it was on Tomorrow's World, and you were so gobsmacked that you pointed at the telly and your brass hand flew off and smashed the screen.
Do you remember that happened in your house?
To me every week.
Hey, do you remember them 2-bar electric fires? You know, they'd like make your forehead sweat. And if you poked your fag through to light it, your brass hand would short the electrics. Do you remember that?
One more.
Please.
Have you got some today?
I've got a couple, yeah.
Do you remember jacuzzis with the water jets and all the bits and pieces would get into a whirlpool? You know, all this shit and all the airs and that. And wrap around your brass hands. Do you remember that?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's not so good, that one. Good stuff, that,
yeah,
though, wasn't it?
I'm on a similar sort of thing. Like, I've got... I
tell you, you don't see much of these days. Mel Mickey! It's all driverless cars now! Do you remember listen! Do you remember when we were kids in the 1970s and the fellas would come and knock on your door and ask your mum how much? And she'd tell them they'd come back when the kids were asleep. I think they were trying to buy stuff she'd knitted or something.
You remember that?
Bringing it all back,
yeah. A bit more topical one.
Have you seen Steam? What's that about? It's a bit like smoke, but, you know, nicer.
It is nicer, isn't it?
If you bring it into the modern day as well, yeah. It's not just nostalgia, it's kind of like, you know, this stuff's happening now.
That we swear
among it.
So I really enjoyed it, just because you reminded me of Steam. So that's the joke, that's the big laugh in it. But that was interesting, because I felt really... Because when you said Steam's nicer than smoke and compared it, that felt like you were no whole another level of... It didn't make me really like laugh out loud, but it made me feel really warm.
Did me feel comfortable?
Yeah.
And reassured.
And I haven't put that in mine.
No.
I've just gone, do you remember? Do you remember what's it?
Yeah. Maybe you could end your routine with one of that Steam thing and just make people go on with a bit of a glow.
What about so
at
like
the end?
Do you remember what's it?
And then I could add something like,
you could gently crush them on your palate.
Yeah.
And gradually absorb the water.
You could sell some Watsits in the foyer afterwards.
They don't still do Watsits, do they?
Of course they do.
Oh, fuck's sake. Have you been doing any observation comedy,
I've
Andy?
I've got a little bit, yeah. I've got a bit of a routine.
Isn't it great, though?
Set.
Let's hear your set.
All right, here we go.
Do you remember when you used to get your fish and chips wrapped in actual newspaper? But the EU made them stop doing it when they banned page three girls. It's no wonder we all voted leave. They'll be forcing us to get the same front door key next so we don't get called racists.
Yeah.
Can you identify with that?
I identify with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what you don't see much of these days, the mobile butcher. He used to come round in his little van full of meat and you'd be able to get in the back with him and it was a tight squeeze and he'd let you do the chopping yourself and then you'd drive off together and bury the bits in the woods and he'd drop you off behind the precinct at the end.
Yeah.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah.
When you were a kid?
That's my childhood, yeah.
I'm trying to get a catchphrase going as well.
Go on then, what...
Is that your sausage roll, sir? Can I have it? Has it been on the floor? I'm not bothered if it has.
Well, I like it.
Is it a bit long?
It's a bit long. It's not snappy enough.
Right.
But shit, it's got a lot of content.
There's a lot going on there, isn't there?
It's like a little play.
Yeah.
I know those two people already, and I feel...
Two?
It's a conversation, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to build on... Would you do me a favour? Build on that story for me for next week.
The
what happens next?
Thing. All right. Yeah.
At the moment, I'm seeing a sausage roll has dropped... Mm-hmm. And someone's perfectly happy to continue with the transaction.
Well, it's dropped, but he's asking if it's been on the floor, so maybe he's seen it drop and then the other fellow's picked it up and
don't
just...
tell us that. Who knows? Let's find out.
All right.
I just
wanted to correct you because I thought you'd got the wrong end of the stick.
Is that your set? Is that your full...
That's it, yeah.
Hey, Andy, because it's a shopping special.
Shopping special tonight.
I thought that what I'd like to do... You know I love me observational comedy.
Who doesn't?
I'm getting a better at it, I think. Would you agree?
Week on week.
Thank you. So I've done a little bit of observation comedy, like about shopping.
That's
that.
Good. All observational right. And topical.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Andy. Andy, have you ever noticed when you're in a supermarket... Do you remember supermarkets, by the way? Really big shops, remember them? Anyway, and you choose a till that's only got one person, but she's got loads of vouchers. Do you remember vouchers? Do you remember vouchers, Andy? Do you?
Supposed to speak at
yeah.
This yeah.
Yeah, you see, you remember them. So you've enjoyed that, remembering them.
Yeah, like enthusiastic audience.
Thank you. Oh, and it's taken forever, but she's got one for brass hand shiner, right? And she gives it to you because she's seen you've got a brass hand, right? So you rush off to get the shiner, you get back and the queues are massive, gets to your turn, you find out the offer's expired. But, you know, you've imagined a nice shiny hand, so you pay full price.
Yay!
You haven't noticed that?
Woo!
Thank you. Hey. Have you ever noticed... You park at a supermarket. Do you remember supermarkets?
Yeah.
And the car park is empty, but a pensioner comes and parks right by your car. Do you remember pensioners?
Yay!
You enjoyed that, hadn't you? Anyway, park's right next to you, and you have to squeeze out of your door, and you damage your brass hand on the other car, or at best, some of your hand oil smears on the windscreen.
Yay!
Yeah!
Woo!
You ever noticed that? Hey! Have you ever noticed when you're in a supermarket? You remember them, don't you?
Yay! Yeah.
Well, you always get the trolley with the squeaky wheel. You know what I mean? Then you realise it's not the wheel, but it's your brass hand, and it needs oiling. And they don't sell brass lubricants. You've noticed that?
Ooh.
Oh, you didn't like that
no,
one.
No, I just didn't like the scenario.
Oh, you, oh right.
I was like, you're fine with it.
Oh, so you're annoyed with the supermarket?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. That's a bit. That's quite supportive of you.
Put you off your whack a bit, though, didn't I? Because you got a bit derailed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? I'll tell you. One's heavy, the other's a little lighter.
That's good.
I'll tell you what, right, here's a question for you, right. Like a brain teaser. Mary has 24 cupcakes. She eats four between 9 and 11, right? A total of 13 between 9 and 3 and 6 between 2 and 5 p.m. What does Mary have now? Diabetes! So that's I've combined traditional jokes with observation.
Some maths and some off-colour illness humour.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed it.
Most of it.
I'm going to call that my set.
Right.
All right.
Well, can I have a go as well?
Go on,
I've prepared
then.
Some as well. All right, here we go.
Hey, now, well, the thing is, though, do you remember pop bottles? Like, what you used to drink your pop out of, and then you drank all the pop, and you used to say it was empty. Hey, my pop bottle's empty, you'd say, and then you'd chuck it into a bush. Do you remember that? Have you had cider before, eh? Have you? Do you like it? Because I'm not that fussed. Do you know where my nana's gone? I want my nana.
So that's observational comedy.
God,
there.
Straight in with three beauties.
Bang.
So there were...
Tight set, eh?
There were... What a tight set. Sometimes I think it's best get rid of the cack.
In and out.
Yeah.
Get the job done.
Yeah, you've got the jokes laid out, and even though you can convince yourself otherwise, you know four of them are just tods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And you could just put them in a dishcloth, wrap them in newspaper...
Chuck them in a bush.
Lob them in a bush.
But that was 100% gold, wasn't it?
Bang.
Start to finish.
I would put on the back of your DVD, your what, 14-second DVD...
Yeah.
I think I'd say you know, a whirlwind of comedy.
Something like that, you know, yeah.
Utterly fantastic. That's a bit
Thank
like
you.
The butter as well, isn't it?
I'll get that quote from you put on.
Yeah.
Because you've got a bit of clout, haven't you?
You've blown me mind there. Right, absolutely.
Yeah. I feel a bit low now.
That's the you've because it's the down after the high, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we used to gather around the piano for entertainment? You know what I mean? Now we only gather on road traffic accidents or free food offers. Do you remember? It's right, isn't it?
Yay!
Thank you.
Do you remember REM? They're all dead now. Breaks your heart.
Is this any good? I'm doing. I'm rather than doing the. Have you ever noticed? I'm doing the. Do you remember one?
Yeah, you've so, moved away from the brass hand stuff as well. That's not going to go down well, people.
All right, hold on then.
Have you ever noticed... See, we're back on board. Have you ever noticed you're at the petrol pump trying to hit exactly 30 quid, yeah? You ever noticed
yeah.
that? And your brass hand falls in the fire buckets. You noticed
yeah.
that? Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a new one I'm thinking of, Andy. So I shouldn't... You can edit this out if you want, but it's like a Scottish person who lives on an island and doesn't like... The mainland, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So scared of it, and that's what it is. Have you ever noticed the people on the mainland are always staring at your brass knockers? To say?
I'll not be editing that out. That's marvellous.
Thank you very much. That's the only observation comedy I did. Have you done any?
I've got a few scraps I've put together, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? You don't say much of these days. The Titanic!
You don't?
You know what you don't see much of these days?
What?
The black and white minstrel show!
Yeah, you don't see that anymore. It's a shame, isn't it?
I tell you you don't say much of these days. Wait till I tell you. I tell you you don't say much of these days. Bob Mortimer. He used to be on the telly loads back in the 1970s. But he never gets on now. Yeah. He probably went to prison with all that other lot.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a good one, the last one, but I don't remember that bloke.
No? Here's another one. One more.
Do you know funerals?
Yeah.
What are they all about then? What's the story with funerals? They're like weddings, but a bit sadder.
It's great comedy, isn't it?
It's like a bottomless well that we've got here.
Beautiful.
We could do this for years.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Do you remember Captain Pugwash in the 1970s? Do you remember all them rude names they had? What we didn't know about because we were only little? You remember? Yeah, what? Master Bates? Yes. Wanky Jack? Johnny Big Cox? Do you remember? Do you remember that? Do you remember 1982?
Yeah.
Do you remember it? It was like 1981, but a bit newer. Wasn't it? Wasn't that funny?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed, right? Have you ever noticed this, Andy? Right? Have you? Hey, come on. Here, hey. Ali. Listen up, have you ever noticed, you know, people, the modern day thing, people going for a kiss and you don't know which side to go to, right? So you think, oh that's modern. Like, so you go for handshake instead, right? And your brass hand gets caught on in the privates. Have you ever noticed that?
Yay!
Have you ever noticed, right, you're in your coffin, right? You never noticed this. Do you remember coffins? Do you remember coffins?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed? Yeah, you're in your coffin, but you're not dead. You know, one of them things, but you're in your coffin. So you try to bang on the casket, but they've taken off your brass hand, right? So they can't hear you. You noticed that?
Yay.
Thank you. I'm going to try. Can I try a remember? Do you remember one?
Go on then, it's usually my territory, but go on, have a go.
Do you mind?
Hey. Do you remember that really hot summer we had when there was loads of flying ants and that?
Is that any good?
Yay.
Is that any good?
It's pretty weak, to be honest.
All right, is that because you didn't remember it or just because it wasn't?
Well, I remembered it, but it usually only happens for one day, the flying ant thing. It's not a whole summer.
All right.
Do you remember? Do you remember when buckets were wooden?
Right.
Yeah.
Would that work or is it not really?
That's all right. It's all right, but you know, there's not a lot of meat on the bone there, is there?
You have to add a detail to it, like.
Yeah, there's got to be something about the bucket. Because I did 1982 and said why it was funny because it was like 1981 but newer. But you kind of just said, do you remember when a thing was a thing?
So if I said, Jay, do you remember when buckets were wooden?
Right, that's the first bit, yeah?
Yeah. They're plastic now, aren't they?
Yeah, that's good.
See? Thank you, quality. You told me something there.
Thank you.
Very good.
The plastic now, aren't they?
That could be your catchphrase, that. You just stick that on the end of anything.
I love this observation stuff, innit?
And well, it, what was the catchphrase? So-called football podcast. What was the what?
What was my catchphrase? You're right. What was it? The plastic now. Is that
the,
it?
The plastic now, though. That's good. That's a keeper.
Been doing any observation comedy, Andy?
I've got, I've got a little bit of a routine here for you. You ready?
Yeah, of course I am.
Here we go. I'll hit you with this.
Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember the 14th century? We're a lot like today, but everything was black and white and you couldn't get a pizza delivered for love nor money.
Hey, yes, right. That's right enough.
Relatable.
Very relatable. Yeah.
Here's another one.
Speaking of pizza, what's the deal with vegetarian food? It's just like proper food, but not very nice.
That's all. That's.
Do you remember? Listen. Do you remember? Remember that time when them lads from the bar stall got out and they nicked a motorbike and they set fire to it round the back of the precinct and they let you watch it and it was so exciting that you pissed yourself and then one of them threw a hammer at your back?
Yeah,
do you remember that?
I remember that very well.
Do you remember?
That's a nice little set.
That's all right, you know, it's a tight 10 minutes, though, isn't it?
That is a lovely little set.
Once you factor in a little introduction at the beginning...
Yeah.
Standing ovation at the end and some hysterics in the middle. That's 10 minutes.
Do you think you get an encore?
I wouldn't do an encore.
Why not?
I'm not into that sort of thing. You get what you get and that's
it. Right, fair enough. I suppose, if you buy 10 fish fingers, you get 10. You don't clap the box and get another one pop out, do you?
Exactly. You know what? When you buy some fish fingers, I might chuck that in as the encore. That'll fucking vex them, won't it?
So, anyway, Andy, you know, there's been... We haven't been doing much football recently, so I've done a little observation comedy set, but it's about football, so...
Ah, that's nice.
You know...
get back to our roots.
Give it a go.
Hey, have you ever noticed that when you go to an away match, the people in the town often have a different accent? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that?
Yay!
Thank you. Have you ever noticed that when you go to a away match, you never sat in the same seat you sit in at the home matches? You notice that?
Ooh.
You notice that?
Yay.
You ever noticed that when you go to an away match, you're always miles from home when it finishes? Miles from home. You notice that?
Yay.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yay.
Do you remember when you could stand at away matches? Hey. Now you have to sit and your brass hand keeps banging on the structure of the seat. Have you noticed that?
Yay!
I've done one for an encore. Do you want it?
I know you do encores, do you?
But I do them, yeah.
You prick.
So...
Yeah, go on then.
Shout more.
More.
Thank you very much. Hey, do you remember old-fashioned turnstiles at away matches where you had to push the turnstile around manually, almost ripping your brass hand off as you did it? The plastic now, aren't they?
What, brass hands?
No, the turnstiles.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
Thank you, good night.
Very good, that. You go down a storm with that, I reckon. Are you taking that to Edinburgh?
No, I don't do Edinburgh anymore. I do, I mean, it's pretty high-quality stuff, Andy. I tend to do the Montreal Festival, Sydney Comedy Festival.
All the big lads,
yeah. I've been looking at the observational comedy rules.
There are rules, are there?
Yeah, and I find them a bit complicated. But I've got a new set I'd like to run past you, Andy.
Go on then, feel free.
Feel free to critique it as well. You can, if you want to this week, you don't have to be an audience. You can be like a judge.
I'll see how it goes. If I feel like I want to be an audience and jump in and participate, I will.
Okay, right.
Whenever I feel... Hey, are you like me? Listen, right. Whenever I fill out an application in the part that says, if in an emergency, who should we notify, I put doctor. I mean, what's my mother going to do? She's got a brass hand.
So that was the first one.
That's good.
So there's a joke in there.
Yeah.
But I think it applies.
Have you ever noticed that children can be very unruly? For example, a party, sports event, or family picnic. You notice that?
Yeah.
Shall I knock that one off?
Yeah, I'd leave that one.
Hey! 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 I saw six men kicking and punching the mother-in-law. My neighbour said, you going to help or what? I said, no, six should be enough. One of them has a brass hand and he's fucking lethal.
That's, you like that one,
that's an old Les Dawson joke, that one.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and you've just stuck a brass hand into it.
Yeah, that's what I thought I would do. I'd get some observational comedy jokes, then just lob brass hand.
Proven ones from the past, yeah, from dead comedians.
So, for example, this one.
Hey, why is it called Alcoholics Anonymous when the first thing you do is stand up and say, my name is Robert and I have a brass hand, hey? Hey?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've done that again. You've took a joke and you've put a brass hand
on
it.
Put a brass hand on the
end,
yeah.
For no real reason.
So, hey, if you think nobody cares if you're alive, try missing a couple of payments on your brass hand, are you?
That's good.
Yeah,
it's a good joke. That's good, because that resonates.
So, that's me set.
Yeah. You're not planning to do Edinburgh, are you, this year?
Nah.
Right, just as well, I reckon.
I'm bigger than Edinburgh with stuff like that, man.
You think?
Yeah,
I think it needs a bit of work, to be honest.
Oh, okay, well, it'll get a bit of work.
Well, do you want to hear mine, and then you can maybe see how it's done properly.
Okay, let's see. Have it, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Dawson with his peculiar brand of observation humour.
Right, hey, right. Listen, have you been watching the Olympics? Have you seen it? Did you see the marathon? How come they don't call it the Snickers? Hey, sponsorship.
It's no.
Hey, listen. Do you remember the proper Batman? You know, the proper one from the 1960s, when he used to be in a good mood. Not like the new one, where he's always got a cub on about summits.
Yeah, that's good. I've noticed that. I like that one. Yeah.
Hey, listen. Listen to this. What's the deal with Shetland ponies? What's that all about? They're just like proper horses, but you can fit them in the back of a transit van. What would you want to put a horse in a van for? Whose fucking idea was that?
It's all right. I think you should have gone smaller than a transit.
Like a hatchback?
Yeah, a little hatchback. Maybe an Octavia estate.
Like a panel van, something like that.
Yeah, but anyway, it's all right.
Oh, okay. I can always change it. No one's going to hear it.
Is that it?
That's all I've got, yeah.
I came across
a fella called Neville last night. A young man called Neville.
I came across this fella called Neville. Whoops, I said. Didn't mean to do that.
Is that what you're getting at?
No.
All right.
That's just the end of it. I'm just pointing out that it's not a very popular name these days.
No, it isn't.
So Quasimodo goes into a bar and asks for a glass of whiskey. Bell's all right, says the barman. Mind your own fucking business, says Quasimodo. The barman's so shocked his brass hand falls into the sink.
Any good? Bit of observation coming, any good?
That's all right.
I offered the old lady next door £10 for a go on a Stanner stair lift. Hopefully she's going to take me up on it. Did you get it? Hopefully she's going to take me up on it. The offer, as it were. Hopefully she's going to take me up on it.
Right.
You know, right to the top and I can rattle me brass hand on the banister.
Right.
Oh,
right, what you've done there...
So I've done something wrong, haven't I?
What you've done is you've returned to the poor quality joke format that you had earlier in this series of podcasts.
Right.
That nobody really liked.
Right.
You've done that in the observational comedy voice.
Yes.
And then you've just shoehorned some kind of lazy brass hand reference onto the end.
It's a fuck-off, isn't it?
A nightmare.
Well, look, this was the other one. I think this might be worse.
What did one lawyer say to the other lawyer? Hello, mate, I'm a lawyer. I see you use Pearson's brass hand wax just like me. We should be friends until death.
Any good?
It's more of a short play, that.
Yeah.
Than a joke.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Combined with a sponsorship thing for Pearson's brass hand oil.
Oh, it's the best brass hand oil. Oh, I'm absolutely fine advocating it, Andy.
Yeah, I've got some observational comedy. See what you reckon of this.
All right.
Hey, listen. You'll never believe what I saw yesterday. Well, you're never going to find out, so piss off.
No, oh, that's shit.
Is it?
Yeah, honest, Andy, that's terrible.
All right, okay, here we are.
Hey, listen, I tell you what you don't hear much of these days. The Falklands War from the 1980s. We can't be doing very well in that if they never talk about it on the news anymore. I mean, am I right?
Yeah, I quite like that. I love the bit at the end there. Am I right?
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good recurring one, isn't it? It's one more.
Listen, listen, man, listen. I got one of them memory sticks the other day. Spent 5 hours saying all my memories into it, and now I can't get them out again. I'd take it back to the shop, but I can't remember where I got it from. Hey?
Because the memory seems to be a memory. The memory stick.
Yeah.
Yeah? That was the best of the three.
It's the best of the three, but I don't think it's observation comedy. What I'm going to do next week is I'm going to... You've told me the rules. I'm going to really concentrate. You know, collective memories, reminding people of them, because that's funny. And also that other little area you told me about where you just literally sort of say, you know, do you remember? Or have you ever... As long as you can say, have you ever noticed? Or do you remember? You know, you might be onto something. Hey, hey, hey. You know what that means, Andy, don't you?
It's observational comedy time.
Hey, hey, hey. You ever noticed? As soon as there's an inch of fucking snow, everyone and the monkey is out and about at the local hillock with a sledge. Yeah? You noticed that? And there's always one perfect family that has like a Rolls Royce of sledges and all the Austrian gear and all you have is a Papa John's pizza box to use. And after a couple of goes, the ink runs from the box design and stains your brass hand. You notice that?
Hey.
Yeah, any good?
Yeah. Bit convoluted.
Oh, I'm sorry, but...
Not very topical either, but, you know.
Fucking hell, man. I wasn't...
Got anything else?
But so the observation comedy has to be topical?
Well, it doesn't have to be,
well,
but
thank you. I've never been to... Hey! Hey, 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 hey! Hey, have you ever noticed all of us fellas, we have a drawer at home that's got all your bits of shit in, you know, like watch batteries, hinges, old charger cables and that. But you can never find your brass hand oil in there, can you?
Yeah.
Don't like it.
That's all right, yeah. You got any more?
Oh, one more. Well, I've got a few more. I'll do one more.
Just do one more, will you?
Hey. Hey, do you remember old-fashioned trousers? You know, with button flies and the buttons for your braces. What a lovely, funny memory, eh, boys and girls?
What decade would that be from?
Oh, right up to the 60s. Right up to the 60s. Do you remember them? Do you remember what a lovely, funny memory? But you could never fix your braces with your brass hand, could you? Unless you're fucking Dynamo, you know, the magic Yorkshireman.
It's my worst set.
Yeah, what you've done there is you've gone back to the 1960s for a memory.
Yes.
But then you've introduced Dynamo, who's only really come to prominence in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but I used him to illustrate my point. I didn't know that I couldn't cross eras to do that.
Hey, what's it like? You know, what's it like when you're cooking pasta? Sometimes you cook too much. Sometimes you don't cook enough. Sometimes you don't cook any.
Yeah, are you doing observation? Are you going to do any observation comedy?
That's the first one.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's not so...
Hey!
Oh, here we go.
Hey, there's this, though. There's this as well. I bought myself one of those colanders for the kitchen the other day to strain me pasta in.
Yeah.
And I'm not even called Colin.
Bought one of them colanders.
Colanders.
Yeah. Not bad, Andy. The same letters are in the same sequence, so I suppose I'll give you some credit for that, yeah.
And I'm trying to go down like a pasta-based...
Okay, so is there another one?
Road.
Hey!
There we go.
Hey! What's the deal with all the kinds of pasta? There's fucking loads!
That's a good one, because I have noticed that.
Different shapes and lengths and things.
That's excellent.
Different shapes, different lengths! Fucking hell!
That could probably end the set with that.
Oh, that is a gem, that one.
Drop the mic and just, you know, storm off.
You got ravioli. Spaghetti. That's a...
Penny. Tagliatelle.
Bolognese.
Do you remember tagliatelle?
How many do they need?
Guess you could do that for a good 10 minutes of just listing pastas, couldn't you?
I love it. I've loved your set, Andy. Really, you know, because of that last one.
I'm thriving, aren't I?
Yeah.
Hey! I tell you what you don't see much of these days.
Brookside! Yeah. I'm right, though, aren't I?
Yeah.
Aren't I?
I remember Brookside. I suppose that's your intention. I remember
it's
it.
It's remembering stuff.
Remember it fun. Didn't make me laugh, but thank you for reminding me of it.
Worked on one level, didn't it?
Hey, though, hey, don't kids say the funniest things, though. This is a new one I'm doing. Okay. Kids saying the funniest things. Don't kids say the funniest things, though, hey, don't they, though? Hey, my kids came up to me the other day and they said, can we go home yet, Dad? Barry's coming round. You know, Mum's new fella, Barry. He's coming round. He's got a pre-release copy of FIFA 17. Heart were funny. Laughed so much that I cried. Cried for hours.
So that's funny sad. Like at the end of a Ricky Gervais series.
Yeah, I don't get it. But I liked, you mentioned FIFA, so it reminded me of FIFA.
It's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen them new £5 notes? Have you? All plastic and weird, apparently. I haven't seen one yet. I don't get my gyro till Tuesday.
See, I've exaggerated my laugh there because I love it because that's self-effacing.
Yeah.
Because I presume you do get a gyro.
It's true.
Like to think of you waddling down the, what's it called, the employment office?
The Labour Exchange.
Labour Exchange, getting your gyro. Is that your set then?
Listen, listen, fucking listen. Oh, no, that's all I've got, sorry.
Oh, biggest laugh of all. Weird.
Hey. I walked into a bar last night, right? Barman says, why the long face? I said, well, I'm upset, aren't I? They've ran out of Pearson's brass hand wax next door and mine is as stiff as a teenager's sheets.
That's just good. A joke, really.
That's strong.
Yeah?
I'm not going to say why, but it is.
Have you ever noticed, though? I bet you have. Have you ever noticed you're queuing at the post office and just as it's your turn, all the windows close, apart from one, and it's the bloke with two brass hands and a rape conviction?
No? Not really.
No, well, as soon as I said that bit, I wish I hadn't bothered with it.
Have you ever noticed? You're at the swimming pool. There's always one pensioner. Do you remember pensioners? Meandering up and down the same lane at a snail's pace. And every time you get out of his way, your brass hand gets caught on the filter inlet. Have you ever noticed that?
That thing you do at the end there, that was really annoying. I think you should have gone long on filter inlet. But that's just me.
Here's a funny thing here, because you do this? My next one, I didn't finish it. It says, hey,
do you remember teenagers? You don't hear so much about them these days, do you?
And it petered out, so I crossed it out. But you said that, didn't you? Do you remember? Oh, no, you said funny things what kids say.
Ah, different thing altogether.
Completely different, yeah. So
you've gone up a blind alley with that, remember teenagers, but my, don't kids say the funniest things?
Yeah.
That and gone for weeks.
Well,
can
I just say that I thought your set was absolutely terrific. Who do you reckon, Andy, as an institution, who do you reckon has more hose pipe? You know, more hose, I should say.
Yeah.
The Fire Brigade or Dyna Rod?
That's a good one.
No, I know they've both got
because the Fire Brigade's under a lot of cuts at the minute.
Yeah.
And Dyna Rod's here to stay, isn't it?
Dyna Rod's
I'm going to go Dyna Rod.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll try and find out.
Oh, you mean you don't know?
No, I have no idea. I just thought it was interesting. That's I wonder who's got the
disappointing.
Most.
Hey! Listen!
Listen!
I tell you what, there's this as well, though. Listen! No, wait till I tell you. What do they need to call it sat nav for? I know I'm sat. Of course I'm sat. I'm sat in the fucking car!
Oh, I thought you were going to do Eric. Never mind, is that your set? Ernie. Good set, tight set, this.
I've got a little bit more.
Go on then.
Hey, listen, no, listen, hey, fucking listen, hey. I tell you what you don't see much of these days, littering. Life used to be easier when you could just chuck your empty fag packet down on the pavement, didn't it? Stop the clock, Ernie. And no one ever got hurt, we just got on with it. Casual racism, you should bring that back as well. Used to make my job a lot easier, that did. Stop the clock, Ernie! Clock, Ernie!
That's all.
Oh, very fucking hell. I enjoyed that set.
I tell you what you don't see anymore these days. Smoking monkeys. Do you remember them? There used to be one in every pub. Sat in the corner, nursing a half a stout with a capstan full strength in one hand and a curved banana in the other. That's when they weren't picking shit out of their arseholes and flinging it at the barmaid.
Well, I've enjoyed some of the language in there. The curved bananas, the capstan full strength and that. But I don't remember monkeys sat in pubs.
Do you not?
So
might be a Sunderland thing.
On that level, yeah, maybe on that level it didn't work for
me,
sorry.
Okay, next one.
Hey, get this. Get a load of this. Here's a list of types of crisps. Space Raiders, Watsits, Quavers, Seabrooks, Chipsticks and Hula Hoops. Hula Hoops! Hey, what's that about? Stop the clock, Ernie!
It's not great, but I've enjoyed it because...
But it's, you know, it's I've stuff. Enjoyed it's you know, stuff that people identify with,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
A list of crisps.
When you said Seabrooks, I couldn't help but smile a bit of nostalgia there. You know, I remember
And then
Seabrooks.
I dropped the catchphrase in at the end just to fucking hammer it home.
Yeah. Okay, then. I'll give you that one.
All right.
Hey, don't kids say the funniest things, eh? Don't they? Listen. The other day, my kids came up to me and told me that I should start exercising more because I look like, insert name, a fat character from modern cartoon.
Oh, I didn't finish writing that one.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Well, I had a nice energy, though, Andy. It did have a nice energy.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like going in the woods at autumn, starting a fire up, make a fire, have some Wall's pork chipolatas and a bit of Bulmer's cider?
Not really. I like a barbecue in the summer, but not autumn.
No, I'm very much an autumn man. I love that. Hey, do you remember Bulmer's cider? Do you remember Bulmer's cider? Oh, I wonder if you do. Do you? I hope you do. In the four-part flagon, you could buy it when you're only 14, as long as one of your party had a brass hand, and I did. Yeah, your Bulmer's cider, with a bit of observation humour, Andrew.
Yeah, good.
Hey, do you remember? Do you remember? Hey, when all you had was a two-bar electric fire. Ooh, and it got to autumn. Oh, a chilly, you put it on, but one bar wasn't working. So you'd poke it with your brass hand, and a tuppenny or threepenny bit would fall out of your anus. Do you remember that, Andrew?
Yay!
Yeah,
that's the
there
audience
you go.
There remembering.
Hey! Listen! I tell you what you don't see anymore these days. Checkbooks. Do you remember them? He used to pay for everything with a check back then. Bottle of pop, I'll just get me checkbook. Packet of Tudor crisps. Where's me checkbook, Marion? Now it's all money. And have you seen them new £5 notes? You can have someone's eye out with one of them.
Yeah. That's not, I do remember them checkbooks.
Yeah. Massive, weren't they? Massive
checks.
Oh,
massive. You'd need two hands to carry one into the foundry, you know, if you were paying for steel goods.
Do you like how I went from the past into the present with the £5 note bit?
Yeah, it was quite as a journey of nostalgia right up to like, you know, current sorrows about electronic money.
A blast of reality.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah, spin and, the audience on its head.
And is that your wife, Marion? I noticed you said, hey, get that, Marion!
Yeah. I'm going to introduce Marion into it now, yeah, hopefully.
All right.
That'll be good. I've got more. Hang on, here's more.
God.
Listen! Listen! Fucking listen! Here's a list of types of old cars! The Morris Marina, the Vauxhall Viva, the Austin Allegro, the Austin Maestro, the Hillman Adventure, the Mini Metro. Stop the clock, Ernie!
Beautiful. Beautiful, Andy. Honestly, from my heart, I remember each one of them and it made me happy.
Yeah, the warm glow of nostalgia there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. One more.
Okay.
I've got more! I bought myself one of those air fryers the other day. Went and got some air from the barber down the road. Put it in the fryer. Oh, the smell was horrendous. Marion!
That's interesting because I remembered the air fryer, but it's almost like a sitcom, that. You and Marion got the wrong thing for the air fryer. Terrible stench.
Mix-up stench. Yeah. You reckon there's some legs in that?
Here's my challenge to you, Andy. I want like this gritty, like Sunderland sitcom, you and Marion, and all the mishaps and goings on that happen at tea time in your council house. Yeah?
Right. I'll do that for next time. Right.
Thank you.
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.